And it reminds me of Iran. Whenever I eat all this food, we always get together. Friday was the day my father used to cook. Friday is just like a Sunday here, it's a family day, it's a Sabbath. And when I eat all those food, that reminds me of home, always, still after 60 years.
Welcome to Culture Plated, the podcast about what's on your plate and how it got there. I'm your host, Chanel, and this episode, we're taking on gourmet sabzi, one of Iran's most famous stews. Now, I will admit, I have a special connection to this dish. It's a staple of family Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, and no holiday is complete without it. For us, rather than turkey or ham, we had baba ganoush, tarig, and gourmet sabzi. For an Iranian family like mine, gourmet sabzi has a special role. It keeps the footing in a culture often vilified by American media, in a people often treated as though they are less than, and in a history that spans thousands of years. It connects me to my baba, our holidays, and our traditions. For me, gourmet sabzi is not just a dish. It means the smell of my grandfather's house. It means the gathering together of loved ones. The unmistakable smell lingering in the air and laughter ringing throughout the house.
Good morning, sweetheart.
That was my baba, the person who knows the most about the power in a meal and in a story. He's one of my favorite people in this world and one whom I love very dearly. I'll let him introduce himself now.
My name is Nader. I am your grandfather from your mother's side. I've been in this country for almost 60 years, 59 years. I was born and raised in Iran, went to school in Kansas, Wichita State University in Wichita. I got my BS in engineering. I got my master's in industrial technology. Then I ended up going back to Iran in the oil company. I was a project engineer. And then the revolution started. Then I sent your grandma, your mom, and we have your aunt there too. So they came back to stay to Wichita. Then I end up in oil company in Houston. And rest is story. That's end up in Houston, yeah.
Gourmet sabzi, directly translated, is herb stew. And I think that's a pretty adequate way of describing exactly what it is. However simple the idea, though, it exceeds in execution. The dish is made of a lot of herbs, as implied by the name, but the main one that gives it its characteristic smell is fenugreek. Fenugreek is a clover-like plant from the Mediterranean, with herbs used in cooking and seeds used as a spice. It comes from the same botanical family as alfalfa and chickpeas, and can be used dried or fresh. The dish also includes other elements such as beans and meat, often beef or lamb, and a characteristic sour taste, which comes from dried limes, nicknamed flavor bombs. These dried limes, or omani, or flavor bombs, are tossed in soups and stews as they cook and add on a sour taste to whatever it is they are added to. Now, that's the dish as it stands, but how did it get that way historically? Gourmet sabzi originated between 2 and 5,000 years ago as nomads looked for a way to preserve their meat as they traveled. They would salt it and wrap it in animal skin to preserve the meat, and later when they ate, it would be combined with herbs and lemon powder. Thousands of years of rinse and repeat later, we've got gourmet sabzi, a staple Iranian food. Now, gourmet sabzi is not just special to me and my own family, but has a long and rich history, winning it the national dish of Iran.
So a lot of the Iranian diaspora moved because of the revolution, and that's obviously something that happened in our family as well.
Yeah.
Would you have stayed if not for the revolution?
Of course. The best last 2 years I moved to Tehran. I was relocated to Tehran with a different company. Those were the last best 2 years of my life. Your grandma had a good job, and your mom and Anne Marie, they went to Iran American School. Those were the good days. If it was a revolution, I don't think anybody would come back. Your grandma was very, very happy in Iran. She spoke the language perfectly.
Iranians first immigrated from the country in a trickle and then a massive wave. And my baba is one of the 4 to 5 million members of the diaspora, a part of the first group that initially left to pursue their educational interest. but the numbers really exploded in the years just before and after the Iranian Revolution, which brought Ayatollah Khomeini to power.
John Ali Abadi and I went to high school together. So we grew up together. He came to the States 3 years before I did. Because of him, I came to the States with another friend named Joseph together. And we went to John's house. We stayed with him for 3 months. Can you imagine? And they had a set of twins. The twins are 1 year old. John and I used to sleep on the living room on the floor, and we would cook for them. I don't know what kind of food that was, but anyway, John registered us in a junior college, finished junior college, then transferred to Wichita State University.
After the Iranian Revolution in the 70s, millions of Iranians left the country and settled elsewhere. Today, around half of them live in the United States, and the majority of those have found their home in Southern California. For these millions of people, food, and specifically in many cases, gourmet sabzi, represents their home, their heritage, their livelihood, connecting them to a time, place, and people not so different from their own. For them and for my Baba, food offers a way for people to feel connected to their culture. Though not physically in Iran and having been away for a long time now, this food, this connection, drums through my Baba and connects him to his homeland. The revolution, the political turmoil, and all the events that have occurred throughout Iranian history have led to this large population being away from the homeland physically, but still very much connected to the heart and soul of Iran. In my own family, very few of us remain in the country, with members spreading out so much wider. But this dish, gourmet sabzi, and many like it, bind us to one another. With the love and time and care put into this dish, our souls return home for a moment.
When I came from Iran, I didn't know how to cook. So little by little, learn how to cook. And gourmet sabzi is one of them because it reminds me of Iran. And my mother and my father, that smell was all in my nose. I could smell it all the time. It has a very, very good smell.
Now, at this point in the podcast, I would try the food for myself for the first time. But since I've had it, we're going to bring on a couple of guests. I've asked my friends Caroline and Maya to join me at Villaggio, a restaurant here in Baltimore, to try gourmet sabzi for the first time. So here's their take on it.
We were actually wondering if we could get the gourmet sabzi as an appetizer, like for one meal of that.
Sure, the soup.
Yeah.
Entree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, it was really, really great. I really liked the environment there. I don't know if it matters that much, but the wait staff was super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the food was just great. It's honestly some of the best food I feel like I've had in a while. And it was really nice to try something different and something that I've never had, mm-hmm. that like tasted anything like that before.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was really good. I didn't anticipate it being as good as it was. It's just nice knowing like there's a good, authentic place like that you can go to in Baltimore. I just never would have expected that. But yeah, overall, 10 out of 10. The food was delicious. I really liked that we got to try the gourmet sabzi. That was really interesting just because like I don't really experiment. I get the same beef kubide every time or lamb kubide.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I'm so glad Chanel made us try that as
yes.
well, because I would never choose a stew, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah.
But it was delicious,
very
and now
good.
Maybe I'll try more stews.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a saying in Iran, and please forgive me for my pronunciation. Kalash buye gourmet sabzi mide. The literal translation is, his head smells of gourmet sabzi. It describes someone who is looking for trouble or is not very bright. And my Baba laughed when I first asked him to say it for me. It's not an insult he's thrown, but it does reveal how integrated the dish is. Not only in the culture, but to the language as well. This has been Culture Plated. Thanks for listening, and don't let your head smell like gourmet sabzi.